Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Your daily dose of calm and control in a world that's constantly trying to hijack it. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me ask you this. Ever feel like your phone has more control over your life than you do? Like you're tethered to the screen, constantly checking for updates, notifications, likes. It's a trap, my friends, a digital dragon we need to slay. But listen, it's not about ditching technology altogether. We live in a world where it's essential. This is about finding balance, about reclaiming your time and mental space. Because let me tell you, unchecked tech use can be a real drain on our well-being. It steals precious sleep, fuels anxiety, and leaves us feeling exhausted and disconnected. So today, we're diving deep into setting boundaries with technology as a superpower that can drastically improve your mental health. Ready to level up? Here are 5 key moves to help you hack the system. 1. Schedule tech-free zones. Ever heard of a digital detox? It's not some mystical retreat in the Himalayas, folks. It's simply dedicating specific times each day where you unplug completely. Think mealtimes with your loved ones, an hour before bed, or even a whole weekend morning dedicated to reading that book you've been meaning to get to. Trust me, disconnecting allows your mind to reset and recharge like hitting the refresh button on your mental software. 2. The power of do not disturb. We live in a world where notifications are constantly vying for our attention. It's like a never-ending game of whack-a-mole. But guess what? You don't have to be chained to every ping and chime. Activate those do not disturb settings, especially during work hours or when you're focusing on a task. Silence the noise and reclaim your focus. It's like turning down the volume on life's distractions. 3. Mindful media consumption. This one's crucial, friends. Be intentional about what you consume online. Think before you scroll. Are you watching that cat video for genuine joy or just mindlessly filling a void? Is that newsfeed actually informing you or fueling your anxiety? Be mindful of the content you choose, it shapes your thoughts and emotions. 4. Phone-free zones at home. Remember those good old days before smartphones, when families actually talked to each other during dinner? Let's bring that back. Establish phone-free zones in your home like the dining table or bedrooms where everyone can connect without the distraction of screens. Create space for real conversations and genuine connection. I have the digital Sabbath. You wouldn't run a car 24/7 without giving it a break, right? Same goes for your mind. Dedicate at least one full day a week to completely disconnect from technology, no checking emails, no scrolling social media, just pure relaxation and rejuvenation. This is your chance to recharge, reconnect with yourself and the world around you, and come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle the week ahead. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party, surrounded by friends, engaged in lively conversation. You look up from your plate and see someone staring intently at their phone, scrolling mindlessly. It's like they are missing out on the whole experience, the laughter, the shared stories, the connection. That's what unchecked tech use can do to us. It traps us in a cycle of distraction, preventing us from fully experiencing life and connecting with those around us. By setting boundaries, we reclaim our time, our focus, and our ability to truly engage with the world. So remember, friends, technology is a tool, a powerful one, but a tool nonetheless. It's up to you to wield it wisely, to use it to enhance your life, not control it. Take these key takeaways with you. Prioritize tech-free zones. Master the do not disturb setting, be mindful of your media consumption, establish phone-free spaces at home, and embrace the digital Sabbath. These are your superpowers, use them to create a more balanced, fulfilling, and ultimately happier life. Now go forth and conquer the digital world on your own terms. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a tech reset. And until next time, keep it stoic, keep it real, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.